most really that people have when they're looking at a live event in news, which are a bit different from reading about something that happened earlier in the day or yesterday.
Right. You talk about how you want the main points were like rapid updates, and that,
yes.
I suppose that's not just from the experts or the journalists, but also from, you know, friends and peers, and it's the whole idea of people sat with their laptop next to them whilst they're watching the TV, you know, so they're following Twitter. And is this the sort of the thinking behind where news is going, that people want to have the text format and the visual format, you know, right next to each other?
And it's I think in answer to that last question, emphatically, yes. I think that is the way that we're going. You know, we think that people, not everybody, obviously, but there is a real appetite, I think, for people to be able to read updates and commentary and analysis and insight whilst they're actually watching an event or experiencing an event.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on the nature of the event. You know, sometimes they might, you know, it might be so important to focus on the actual video because you'll miss something, you know, that you're not that interested. But I think a combination of the two is something that we are increasingly experimenting with and using on big events. The other bit of your question, I think, was more around whether people expect and want to be able to talk to or share or chat with people they know.
Yeah.
In other words, not BBC journalists, but, you know, kind of just their mates or whoever, whilst they're watching the event and reading about the event. And I think the answer to that is also yes.
Yeah.
I think what we're not absolutely sure about yet is how much it is our, how much we need to help facilitate that.
Yeah.
For somebody, you know, who's on their laptop or on the computer watching it, and how much we just leave it to them to simply open another window, their Twitter page or their Facebook page, and just get on with it. Obviously, there are models where you can use Facebook live stream alongside the video, under the sort of the BBC banner. And we did provide